Donald Trump and the White House know that they're in trouble right now politically. They know it. Every single issue that got them elected in 2024, all of those things have changed dramatically. And the polling that showed the reason why he got elected has flipped on its head. I know how we all feel about polling, but let me just give you one example. CNN, October 2024, there's a poll about inflation in the economy. Who do you trust? Donald Trump is plus 11 in that poll in October of 2024. That same CNN poll right now, he's underwater roughly 27 points, from plus 11 to underwater 27 points. That's a huge flip. And it's not just the economy, it's also immigration. That's what I want to talk about in this video. I want to show you some recent videos we've seen going really, really viral of the disgusting things that ICE is doing. And Americans are fed up. Americans are pissed. Donald Trump said he was going after the worst of the worst. He said that this was going to fix all everybody's problems, and all we're seeing is ICE terrorize communities and do things that are blatantly unconstitutional. The Trump administration is looking for an off-ramp from this. They're trying to tone things down in Minnesota. It's a struggle. So let's talk about all this. Before we do, though, really quickly, if you're like, who the hell is this guy? My name is Chris Mowry. I now do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the way that I do videos, you can subscribe to both me and Adam Mockler right down below. I've put a lot of work into the Chris Mowry Show, the Chris Mowry YouTube channel. It would mean so much if you checked it out. I've already seen so many of you guys float over there, and truly, from the bottom of my heart, it means the world. Let's take a look at this first video. This just recently went really, really viral. This is ICE agents showing up on someone's property in Texas, and they have a security cam on like the side of their house. Take a look.
Fuck out of this motherfucker now.
Hey, don't be coming up on me. Stay right there.
You're in my property.
Stay right there.
I'm telling you now. Get the fuck out of my property. You're violating my Fourth Amendment. Get the fuck out of my fucking house. I'm not fucking with you. Both of you, all three of you. Get the fuck.
Yeah, he's good.
Get the fuck out of my property now. Now.
No, no, we're just looking for someone.
No, that's fine. Get the fuck out of my fucking house. All of y'all. You too. Now.
You better back up.
I better not do shit. You're my fucking property. What the fuck you gonna do? You buying my pool?
Back up.
You buying my pool? I got my ticket. Get the fuck out of my property. Get the.
So if you can hear there, ICE agents then begin to leave. He says, you're violating my Fourth and my Second. I have my Second on me, like my Second Amendment. I have a firearm. This is my property. Leave. And the party of supposed small government, the party that cares so much about, for example, the Second Amendment, is now, again, walking onto people's properties. Donald Trump, we saw in the absolute horrific execution of Alex Pretty saying, well, he had a gun. Like these constitutional rights that Republicans claim they hold so close are starting to disappear. And Mike Johnson was asked about a lot of this, ICE's actions lately and all the unconstitutional things we have seen. He said this.
In 2023, I remember this, you chaired a hearing after the FBI had that raid on Mark Hope, the pro-life father. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that was something, and I think to this day, Republicans say, was a problem in the use of force by this government.
Yeah.
And my question now is, we see, obviously, we understand ICE's legitimate purpose, but we've seen guns drawn on Americans who have not necessarily protesters. We've seen people pulled out of their houses, to your point about the warrants. Do you think ICE needs to change, and CBP, any of their tactics, given what your concerns about civil liberties from the past?
I have great faith and trust in the leadership of Homeland Security and Tom Homan in particular, who's now in charge in Minnesota. He brings 40 years experience to this. He's very measured. We all believe that immigration policy ought to be balanced and strategic and smart, and it obviously needs to comply with the law.
See, you notice that's a very political answer. Mike Johnson not directly answering the question, does ICE need to change the way that they're doing things, given the things that we're seeing, the civil liberties being violated, the guns being pulled on people, the public executions, and Mike Johnson saying, you know what, I have great faith in Tom Homan, who is now going to Minnesota as Greg Bovino is out. Why? Because, again, the White House and Donald Trump are looking for that political off-ramp. They are in trouble in the midterms. We just saw SD9 in Texas, this special election, a Trump district flip for a Democrat for the first time since like the 90s. The writing is on the wall, and you notice it in answers like this. They're refusing to really address the question. They're trying to kind of wiggle their way out. It's not going to work. And if they actually cared about the American people, Mike Johnson would say a lot of the things we're seeing from ICE that are unconstitutional, we need to fix. Here's another story that went really viral. A Minneapolis man detained by ICE, sent to a detention facility in El Paso, then returned home and then detained again. I mean, this type of stuff is so, frankly, unprecedented in American history, especially the way in which they're detaining people who are legal citizens. Judges are often saying, hey, you can't do that. Don't do that. You're violating a court order. And the DOJ and ICE, the executive branch, not listening, just doing whatever they want, whenever they want, regardless of the law. Take a listen to this.
They didn't know what was going on. They was even shocked that I was back into custody. They was like, Harrison, please come outside. We want to talk to you. I was like, no, for what? I just checked in like a week ago, so I know I'm good. Do you have a warrant? They said, no, we don't have a warrant. I was like, okay, go come back with a warrant, and I'll let you in. I could probably say like 10 or 15 ICE agents and cars in the front. Everybody on the block was outside.
What warrant? Wait.
The ICE agents are weird, man. They took trophy pictures with their personal phones. One stood by me on the right side of me, one stood on the left side of me. And they went like thumbs up and took pictures with their personal phones. And I wasn't the only one they did that to. They did that to everybody and then took me in the building to booking, pat me down, then cut the bracelet off.
They actually called his cell phone and I answered and she's like, where's Garrison? And I'm like, huh? She's like, where's Garrison? He doesn't have his ankle monitor on. Where is he? And I was like, you took him. And she's like, I'm not even in Minnesota.
So the department that is responsible for monitoring you all of these past 17 years didn't even know
where he was.
Everybody in the holding tent has shackles on. So imagine trying to walk around everybody with shackles on. You got to use the bathroom in front of everybody.
Seems like the whole point was humiliation, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
And I said, like, how can y'all deport me? And I've been following all these instructions for all these years. And the guy was like, it's above my pay grade.
So I just want to pause really quickly. If you can't read on the screen, again, in violation, or what appears in this case, again, a violation of a court order saying you cannot remove this individual, you cannot deport him. They do it anyways. Then after Gibson's attorney, as it says on the screen here, asked an agent about the violation of that court order, the agent acknowledged the error and had Gibson flown back to Minnesota. So he's been flown somewhere to be held in a detention facility against a court order. Now he's flown back. We are being run by the most two things, incompetent and cruel people. Cruelty is the policy, and they are unbelievably incompetent. It's stunning.
Got home. My family was there, gave everybody hugs, and we just
celebrated. You actually went to the neighbors to thank them. It was late at night.
I was supposed to go check in the next day. I wake up in the morning, we drive to the Whipple building. They come out saying, I'm being taken back into custody.
He was able to call me, and I could hear them in the background, like, why is he here? They did not know what was going on, like, why he was back. Why he was rearrested.
Where it's clear that one part of ICE is doing something, but the other part of ICE has no idea what's going on. Mm-hmm. And it's that other part of ICE that was the ones that were responsible for your order of supervision. There's always been a systematic way of doing a deportation if that's going to happen. And it just seems that there's no systems here. Somebody said, we have to make we have to make a symbol of Mr. Gibson, and so just do whatever it does, whatever it takes to do it. There was no systematic order of how things normally happen in the right process.
I mean, that's unbelievable. And again, the two videos I've shown, fairly recent, very recent. We see this over and over and over again. This incompetence combined with the cruelty, combined with, again, not listening to the judicial branch, which is something one of the things, I'm most passionate about, but I feel like goes under the radar so often. It's the definition of constitutional crisis when the executive branch, who's supposed to enforce the law, is not listening to the judicial branch, who's supposed to interpret the law based on the Constitution. It's the definition of constitutional crisis. What's the point in having a constitution that you base laws off of if the executive branch isn't even enforcing those laws? We might as well just have Trump law at that point. It is unbelievable. It is stunning. And again, the federal government has an agenda here. It's all political, and it's part of the reason that they will get crushed as long as we all do the work in the midterms. This is a CNN clip, Anderson Cooper talking to the woman who filmed the execution of Alex Pretty. And in any normal time, they would open investigation. They would talk to all the people at the scene. The federal government may say, you know, we're looking into this. We're going to try to bring, I don't know, justice. But that's not what they're interested in, right? The DOJ, the FBI, all these places have been hyper-politicized. They're interested in what's politically good for them. They didn't even talk to the woman who filmed Alex Pretty's execution. Take a listen.
Attacked by anyone from the federal government? FBI?
Nope. No, I have
Border
not.
Border Patrol, Homeland Security?
I do have a legal team now who are fielding much of that. And I am no longer accessible in those ways.
I talked to your attorney this morning. She said she had not received any outreach from the FBI or anybody from the federal government.
I do not think they have my name yet.
They don't have her name yet? That's because they don't care, right? They will defend whoever they view as on their team. This is literally like it's the government, the federal government versus its own citizens. I can't believe anybody would support this, but again, it's a lot of the reason we are seeing the support dwindle and Americans saying enough is enough. I just made a video on my channel of these kind of big influencers who previously either had Trump on podcasts or were very supportive of Trump saying enough is enough. We're seeing these civil liberties violated. Now communities and states have to come together as the federal government attacks states, essentially, attacks its own citizens to take precautions. So this was Mayor Brandon Johnson here in Chicago signing an executive order around keeping ICE agents accountable. These states can bring charges against ICE agents if ICE agents are doing something that is against, you know, in violation of a state law.
Unnoticed executive order is a step towards justice. This executive order will make Chicago the first city in the country to set the groundwork to prosecute ICE and Border Patrol agents for criminal misconduct.
And so this is what we're gearing up for, right? These communities have to come together. And I said this on a video the other day, like it is in a weird way, the silver lining becomes seeing these communities come together to face some of these issues. States, the citizens of any given city or county coming together, you know, having either mayors sign laws to help protect its citizens or just day-to-day in communities, in schools, in places where ICE is prevalent, those people coming together to support each other and try to keep each other safe. It's the definition of being an American. People from all these different walks of life coming together to try to take care of their communities. ICE knowing no bounds. This video going viral just the other day.
Yes, brother.
What?
You know, I will tell you this. You raise your boys, I raise your voice.
If I raise my voice, you'll erase my...
Exactly, yeah.
Are you serious? You said, if I raise my voice, you'll erase my voice? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you raise your voice, I will erase your voice. They know that nothing's going to happen to them. They know that the DHS and Donald Trump and all of these people are on their team always. If they do something wrong, like what we saw with the ICE agent who, again, executed Alex Pretty, it's instantly closed. There is no investigation. They instantly, without any of the facts, back up the ICE agent. And so these people are walking around now with this unbelievable level of they know nothing can happen to them. They can do whatever they want. This smugness, this arrogance, this, you know what? I don't care. I'm in a position of power. And with that smugness, with that arrogance, with that ability to do whatever they want, for all intents and purposes, we see a federal government, a tyrannical federal government. And it's crazy because the 2A people, the don't tread on me people, I need my Second Amendment just in case of a tyrannical government, are now watching this happen. They're okay with it. They're licking the boot. And they're being now just told, they're just out saying, you can't have a gun. Remember Kyle Rittenhouse? Kyle Rittenhouse is like their 2A, you know, god. He traveled state lines with a firearm to, you know, essentially murder people, right? We all know about Kyle Rittenhouse. Now it's just flipped on its head. It's, oh, Alex Preddy shouldn't have showed up with a gun. Take a listen to Donald Trump here. You can't have guns. You can't walk in with guns. Someone asking, what about the Second Amendment? He's saying you just can't have guns. That clip that I just played, the audio should be fixed on it a bit. You should put it on the TV and then say, as Democrats, we endorse this message. Boom. You have your ad campaign for 2026, right? Don't tread on me, people, anywhere. Unbelievable. Listen, let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. It is going to take a lot of work, though. The midterms are getting closer. Even though we're in a really good position right now and Donald Trump is on his heels, got to keep working every single day. That's a lot of the reason I make these videos. And I appreciate you guys getting the word out, sharing, going to protest with friends and family and talking to your friends and family about this because I know it is exhausting. Listen, stay safe out there. I appreciate you watching this video. Once again, I'm Chris Mowry. This is my daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. I will see you guys tomorrow.